This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, June 7th. Smart beta and factor ETF strategies are growing in popularity. More than half of the ETF launches this year have been smart beta funds, and they have about $520 billion in assets. In the midst of this popularity, there are some concerns about the complexity of some multi-factor strategies.
These products have advanced to a level where it requires, a CFA to really understand the underlying methodology.
That's Matt Hogan, Chief Executive of Inside ETFs. He has some suggestions on how to evaluate a smart beta ETF.
One, costs still matter, right? If there is one predictor of long-term return, it's low costs. So look for a smart beta strategy that doesn't charge you too much. That would be number one.
Cost can be easily determined. The complexity of the ETF's methodology is a different story. Hogan offers this advice.
Your confidence in the brand and the strategy matters a lot as well. So even if you don't understand the arcane workings of Goldman Sachs quant strategy, if you believe that you believe in the strength of Goldman Sachs asset management arm and you're willing to stick with them through thick and thin, then that might be a good choice.
And Hogan has some reassuring guidance.
Finally, if you can't get really, really comfortable with any of them, you don't need to buy them, right? A broad-based traditional index fund is still a great solution. It's all I own in my own personal portfolio, even though I'm a smart beta fan.
Hogan's Inside ETFs will take a deeper dive into how to evaluate a smart beta ETF at a conference this week in New York City. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.